In Egypt today, the government announced that efforts by the U.S. and other countries to mediate the ongoing political crisis have ended in failure. And with that, the standoff in the streets goes on.
Thousands of Muslim Brotherhood supporters continued demonstrations against the military ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi. Egypt's army has threatened to break up those protests by force.
We're going to step back now and look at what the turmoil means for a specific group, the country's artistic community. Even before the former president was overthrown last month, a culture war was raging in Egypt. As Merritt Kennedy reports, while Morsi's ouster was welcomed by many artists, they're now wondering what the new government could mean for freedom of expression.
You walk up 7 flights of stairs to reach the apartment where Sanaa Ibrahim has been writing novels for the last 35 years. The rooms are packed with yellowed volumes. Ibrahim is 76, and over the decades, his darkly satirical works have taken aim at president after president. Now, he says he feels relieved that Mohamed Morsi's Islamist government was pushed from office.
The majority of the writers and artists were feeling in danger. That their work, their way of thinking, their freedom of expression, all these are threatened.
After Morsi came to power, Ibrahim says he searched through his own books, wondering which sentences might be used against him. Morsi's government didn't focus on arts and culture until its final months in office. Then, the Morsi-appointed Minister of Culture sacked 7 top officials from the ministry. The government defended the move by saying that the ministry needed new blood. But many artists and writers saw this as evidence of a desire to change Egyptian culture and make it more religious. Ibrahim was one of the leaders of a weeks-long protest against the minister.
We said that we are starting a sit-in and we are not going to leave until he is out. And we didn't leave until he was out.
Now that Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood are no longer in power, it's impossible to know whether the fears of some intellectuals would have been realized, like shutting down the opera and the ballet, canceling more secular-minded TV programs, and censoring literature. Samia Mehrez, an Arabic literature professor at the American University in Cairo, says that the Brotherhood's real intentions may never be known.
What would that cultural production have looked like had it dominated is beyond me, because they haven't had time to actually control it. And you can't.
During its year in power, the Morsi government accused several high-profile media personalities of insulting Islam or insulting the president. But it did not crack down on cartoonists like Andil, who regularly lampooned the government on the pages of a major independent newspaper. 27-year-old Andil, who only uses one name, has a knack for pointing out the tragic and the absurd. He has been troubled by the recent crackdown on Morsi supporters by security forces, and that shows in his recent work.
A couple of days ago, I was criticizing Morsi. 3 or 4 days later, I'm not again drawing a picture of a bloody hand in a uniform.
But now, the newspaper isn't publishing his cartoons that are critical of the army.
And they would sometimes say, we don't quite get the idea. which is something that they always say when they want to refuse a cartoon, when they want to be polite.
Those cartoons are still seen by his 15,000 Facebook followers. One recent drawing comments on the cycles of violence between security forces and supporters of the former president, who have been branded as terrorists by the new government. It shows a soldier pointing a gun at a bearded man holding a stick.
And the military guy is saying, "I'm killing him because he's a terrorist." And the guy's saying, "I'm a terrorist because he's killing me."
Andil says that cultural space here has always been highly regulated. He criticizes the secular intellectuals for being disconnected from much of Egyptian society, and the Muslim Brotherhood for having a narrow view about what Egyptian culture is. Both, he says, should be more inclusive.
Culture is supposed to strive and evolve in a society where there are millions of voices and millions of ideas and backgrounds and stuff like that, and that what helps culture to grow.
There is a burgeoning scene of independent artists, musicians, and writers far outside the purview of the Ministry of Culture. And that, says Samia Mehrez, is something no government can control.
You can't crack down on, you know, the cultural life of revolution. I think if there has been a revolution, it's been a cultural revolution.
For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.